This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Daily Ticker time here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. We are going to make our way. We talked about it last week, so let's just get to it. Washington against Miami, a battle of the bad teams. And Craig Hoffman of 106.7 The Fan, he covers Washington in D.C. He's joining us now. He's on Twitter, at Craig Hoffman. Give him a follow. Craig, thanks so much for hopping on in Portland, man. I don't even know where to start. Do we talk about Jay Gruden? Do we talk about Bill Callahan? Do we talk about Dwayne Haskins? Do we talk about how bad Washington is? Where would you start with this interview?
You start by hanging up on me because nobody cares about Miami and Washington and Portland. What are you doing to your audience? Why are you putting them through this pain?
You know what's funny?
That's a really good question.
It started kind of as a joke of like, who's really the worst team? Because Washington had just gotten their teeth kicked in. Miami looked terrible. And then we noticed that they were on the schedule 2 weeks from the point we started talking about it. We said, you know what?
We need to break this thing down.
We need to talk about that game no matter how bad it is.
All right. Where do you guys pick one? Right, we can start with Gruden. We can start with Callahan replacing him. We can start with Haskins, whatever you want.
Let's start with the Haskins situation, because all the reports are saying they didn't want to take him, but then Bruce Allen took him, and now Callahan's the interim coach, and now he's benching him, and that he may not even want to work hard as a quarterback. What's the real story over there?
So the part where they didn't want to take him, they being the football staff, is true. And the reason they didn't necessarily want to take him is not because they don't think he could be good one day, or not that he's dumb, or not that they dislike him as a human being. They actually like him a lot. He's a great kid to have around. But the reality is he was a very long way away from being able to operate an NFL offense. And that is both reading defenses and determining what he needs to do with the football accordingly, and also some of the operational stuff, being in the huddle, calling plays, which in Ohio State sounded something like orange on two, ready, break.
Right.
And in the NFL is, you know, all right, double right, you know, Y Lion X Dragon Can 42 Wanda. That's not a real play. It sounds like one, though.
It does, yeah.
And it's stuff like that. It'd probably be more like 17 Wanda, just in case anyone listening actually knows what I was saying. So it's something where, knowing that they needed to win now, they obviously being Jay, who was proven right by the fact that he's no longer here, knew that he was, you know, they'd rather use that 15th pick that they had in the draft on a player who could help right now. And they've tried to develop him, and it just hasn't gone very quickly. The new staff has said they're going to take more time to give him some more reps in practice. And so we'll see how that goes now quickly and get on the field. But yeah, that was definitely a top-up organizational decision made at a time where everyone else in the organization was kind of fighting for their lives, and that is very Washington to not be on the same page and intentionally cause dysfunction.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And a lot of people, too, looking at the situation are starting to wonder if we have another Josh Rosen on our hands. And Rosen was thrown to the wolves, and he played all season. We'll see how much Haskins ends up playing. But, I mean, if this season continues on its trajectory for the Redskins, I mean, you're looking at a top-three pick. What are the chances, and maybe it depends on the next coach they get, but what are the chances they move on and would rather get Tua, for, you know, per se, if they get the number one pick?
Right. I don't think very good, because this pick was driven not just by Bruce Allen, but by Dan Snyder. And Dwayne went to Fullis High School here in the D.C. area. It's actually over in Maryland, as I stand in Virginia right now, as everyone in Portland clearly cares about DMV geography. But Fullis is where Dan's kids go. And so, like, it's a little bit personal for Dan. So I think they'd rather get, you know, if they wind up with a top three pick, would you rather replace Dwayne with a local kid who is this great story, yada, 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 or would you rather get Jerry Jeudy for him from Alabama, or draft Chase Young and help your defense and pair him with Montez Sweat for the next half decade plus? Mm. So I think those are probably more likely scenarios. I think it's possible. You know, if they hire some new coach, he's like, look, if you give me Tua, we're going to win Super Bowls. And I just don't think Dwayne's that good. Then maybe. But Bruce is really, really not fond of admitting mistakes. There's been some other personnel examples of that, especially recently. So I think it's a very small chance that they do what Arizona did with Josh Rosen.
Yeah. Craig Hoffman is our guest, 106.7 The Fan. He covers Washington as they get ready for Miami this weekend. He's on Twitter, at Craig Hoffman. I'll get you out of here on this one, Craig, because we do appreciate the stop despite this game being a bunch of suctitude. One, are you doing all right covering a team that is this bad? And two, will they win on Sunday? Where should I lay the bet?
So I'm doing just fine. I don't win or lose. And this season with the chaos, it's been easier than ever to emotionally separate because I know they're bad. Like coming into the season, I actually thought they could be good. And then Jordan Reed got hurt. And then Darius Geis got hurt. And it all went to hell. And I was like, I don't care anymore. Whatever. I'll just go do my job day in, day out. So I'm doing great. As for Sunday, I think they are going to win. And here's the reason why. Miami's awful. Yeah. Like I just was looking at their roster and trying to figure out, go position by position, how many of their guys would even start for the Redskins? It's not very many. Maybe if you could make an argument you like their receivers a little bit better, like a guy like Devontae Parker, but like, cool, it's Devontae Parker. Their best player is probably Rashad Jones, and Landon Collins is better on this side of things anyway. Maybe a couple linemen, but overall, man, like that roster sucks. There's a reason they're giving up 40 points a game. And the Redskins do have some talent. You know, they did look pretty good in that first half against Philadelphia. Maybe they return to that form. They're going to run the ball a little bit, and maybe they'll actually be successful at it for the first time all year. So I don't feel good about it. I'm in a survivor pool that's got like 9 people left and started with like 80, and I don't think I'm even going to pick them, even though the reason I'm still alive in the pool is because I pick against the Dolphins every week.
Yeah.
But they should win this game because from a talent standpoint, they are significantly better than Miami. Miami's awful.
Yeah. Well, don't ever second guess Portland Radio. You never know what we're willing to talk about over
right.
here. Craig Hoffman, 106.7 The Fan, covers the Washington Redskins. He is our guest here on the Daily Ticker. He's on Twitter, at Craig Hoffman. Craig, really good stuff, man. We appreciated the stop in. This is going to sound weird, but enjoy Sunday.
I will. Hey, I'm going to Miami for the weekend. There's only
there
so bad it could be.
Absolutely. Thanks, Craig.
You got it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.